Kvayd Rav Shiva Shlita, Kvayd Rabbonim, Ne'asofim. 2 years ago, the city of Los Angeles and the yeshiva had the kavod to host the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva from Nosson Tzvi Finkel, Zecher Tzadik V'Kadosh Libracha, who spoke here in the yeshiva for the city of Los Angeles. And this was his message, amongst the many things that he said over to the Olam. This was his message. He said, mentioned Medrash, the Yalkut, in the beginning of Parsha Shemois, and the Pasuk of Havan is Chakmon Alei. Parai was looking for an Eitzah in order to defeat Klal Yisrael, Achmon Litzlan. The Medrash says, Shloisha Hayu Ba'isa Eitzah. There were three people that Parai was Shoyal Eitzah with: Bilam, Iyuv, and Yisrael. The Medrash says, Bilam Shiyoatz Ne'erag. Bilam is the one that gave this Eitzah. And the Medrash says that as a result of that, Ne'erag, his Einish was that he was Ne'erag. Iyuv Sheshosak, Iyuv didn't say anything. Nidum B'Yisurim. He had a life of Yisurim, Yisurei Iyuv. Yisrei Sheborach, Zochu Bono V'Yoshvu B'Lishkat Sagozes. The Rashiva then asked the Shaila that it would seem to us that the Einish that was given to Iyuv was a greater Einish than was given to Bilam, because Iyuv had a life full of Yisurim. Bilam, Ne'erag. So his Einish was given at one moment he left this world. So his Einish was Ne'erag. But Iyuv had to live a life of Yisurim. And it would seem that Bilam is deserving of a bigger Einish than Iyuv. So why was it that Iyuv got the Einish of Yisurim and Bilam got the Einish of the fact that he was killed? And the Rashiva Zatzal then said over, Vaisuchais from the Medrash, that a person lives a life of Yisurim, it's kedai for a person to live a life of Yisurim, abi he should have Chayim. Life, Chayim, even Chayim that's full of Yisurim, is worth it. It's kedai. And he said over then, from Reb Chaim Shmulevitz, the Indian of Oysher HaChayim, the wealth that there is in the fact alone that a person is able to live. And it's kedai for a person to lie, Rachman Lazlan, all of these Yisurim, abi, that he should have Chayim. And he went on to explain, because as long as a person is B'Chayim, a person can accomplish, there's so much that he could do, Torah mitzvahs, he can help other people, Arbotzas Torah, Limudat Torah, Alsis Kedai, Abib Zal Hobin Chayim. You think of those words of the Rashiva Zatzal, Pashim Mechab Tatzit. He personified these words. He was a living example of a person that lived the words that he said over to the Olam here in the city of Los Angeles. And Befrat, when we think back at the last couple of days and weeks and months, and we hear about the terrible tragedies that are in our Machaneh, Rachman Litzlan, B'nai Torah, young B'nai Torah, Nebuch was then Navek from the Welt, Rachman Litzlan, people who could have accomplished so much in their lifetime, G'dayle Yisrael, G'dayle Torah, Amudim of Klal Yisrael, in Torah and in Chesed, Marbitzei Torah, that in the last couple of months, Nebuch Zer Navek von unserer Machane, people who are Mechazik the Tzibur, who are Mechazik the Olam HaTorah, Anoshim, Noshim, V'taf, And most recently, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, the Bira Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal, perhaps the greatest Marbitz Torah of our generation. And we think of his message, Oysher HaChayim. How much can a person accomplish? Even a person racked with Yisurim, person Nebuch that went through his life with Yisurim, how much can a person accomplish in his lifetime in Avodas Hashem and in Habatz Torah? It's a time that we were all looking for Esayrus, we're all looking for Chizuk in Avodas Hashem, and we have Baruch Hashem, the Schus, to have in the city with us the Rosh Yeshiva of the Kamenetz Yeshiva, Rav Yitzchak Shaina Shlita. We also have Rav Zev Lev, Rav of Matas Yo in Eretz Yisrael, who are with us this evening to bring Chizuk to the Olam of Bnei Torah in the city. Of course, we all mispalo, Bilam of Islanetzach, Moch Hashem Dima Mial Koponim, Uvolatzi and Goyel Bimhero Biyameinu. I'd like to ask the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva of Yitzchak Shiner to say Divrei Chizuk for the oil.
We have gathered today to be masbid one of the greatest, most unusual individuals in recent history. He was truly one of the seven wonders of the world. We were close friends and met often for decades. We had many connections. Various in your name. And I believe that without question, he is the most unusual product of young Americans. He had big siyata d'shmaya. He had big shrusim upstairs, an anikel of the Bnote Hirsch, the famous altar of Slabotka, who was instrumental in creating most of the yeshivas in recent times and most of the gedolim of recent times. Among them, my Rebbe and my uncle, Rebbe Reuven Gerzovsky, Zechron Lebracha, the Edom of Rebbe Baruch Ber. Rebbe Baruch Ber once said that a product like Rebbe Baruch Ber wasn't the greatest chassid of Musar, but he said that a product like the Rebbe Reb Reuven could only come out from a Rebbe like Reb Nota Hirsch, like the altar of Slabodka. We live in turbulent times. Especially in my youth, we lived through the First World War in America. Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we, little by little, we got Yiddish from Europe seeped through. Today we know the whole story. The Rebbeinu Shlom turned the whole world topsy-turvy. Most of the yeshivas and gedolim in Europe were destroyed. I don't know the exact details of the history, how a child of the altar of Slabodka ended up in Chicago. But Maisa Shehoya Kahoya, one of the children of Reb Nota Hirsch, ended up in Chicago. Kadosh Baruch Hu is running the show. He knows what he's doing, but it's hard for us to understand. My parents come from Poland. I ended up in Pittsburgh, so I can appreciate a little bit what it was like in Chicago. No tremendous difference between Pittsburgh and Chicago. The difference was that I was a few decades before him, and I grew up in public school in Pittsburgh. I don't know if he went to public school in Nosen Tzvi, Zichron Lebracha, the Rosh Hashiva. I don't know if he went to public school or some other school, not far different from public school. He was a Chicago Cub fan, and I was a Pittsburgh Pirate fan. That was another difference. Why the Rebbeinu Shlom ran things that way, I don't know. But he certainly had a purpose. And Reb Nosen Tzvi, Zichron Lebracha, tells his own story in his words. He arrived in Yerushalayim. He wasn't Reb Nosen Tzvi. He was Nate. That's the name. I was born Isaac, and I became Isidore. That's the way it was in Pittsburgh and in Chicago. I mean, he tells the story how he, when he first met as a young boy, he came from Chicago to the Mirror Yeshiva, Reblazer Yudel. Reblazer Yudel, you should know, was the son of the Alter of Slabotka, the son of Reb Nota Hirsch, and he was the father of all yeshivas. His love for Torah was burned like a fire, Reblazer Yudel. Just imagine what the Alter was. Burned like a fire. And he was as smart as they come. Besides being the Gadol HaDor and knowing Kol HaTorah Kula by heart, he was very shrewd. He was the father of all the yeshivas. I was in Kamenitz. Any problem that we had in Kamenitz, we got a message that the Rosh Yeshiva, the Blazer Yudel, wants to see us. And we appeared like good soldiers and right away. He was the boss. We were in trouble. We always had problems raising money. He sent us money every month. He was an unimaginable person, a son of the altar. A son of the altar. So Reb Nosson Tzvi, the Rosh Yeshiva that we're maspid now, tells the story that he first came into the house of the Rosh Yeshiva, a cousin. He was a cousin of the... His father was a nephew to the Rosh Yeshiva. So he was a cousin. He came in and the Rosh Yeshiva was makabel panim him, a mishpocha, a korev. Like, Rosh Yeshiva was a fabulous Balmidus, and Rav Lezer Yudel. And instead of giving him a royal welcome and putting him up in some good, comfortable bed, he was tired from the trip. In those days, the trip was not easy to arrive in Yerushalayim. Yeah, you couldn't go direct. There weren't jets. Yeah. Had to go to Europe, and it took. You were good and tired by the time you arrived in Yerushalayim from America. But instead of giving him the comfortable bed, he says, "No, zok de pesach yiddish." He tells the story in his own words. So he chiddush. He didn't have a chiddush. I mean, he wasn't. He could have told him the latest batting averages in the Chicago Cubs, he could have told them, but a chiddush, he didn't have a chiddush prepared. I don't have a chiddush. Please. He was devastated, Rav Nosson Tzvi. He tells it in his own words. Geit in Beis HaMedrash, without a chiddush, he doesn't want to talk to him. That was his initiation. That's how he became Reb Nosson Tzvi. And he came back, he went upstairs and into the Beis HaMedrash and took a Gemara and sat and learned half an hour. He didn't have a chiddush. Came back, Echobnisht. He thought that his cousin, the Rosh Hashiva, would relent. No? Geit zurich und kum zurich mit achidush. He was on the verge of tears, and he was ready to pack his bags and go back to Chicago. But Rabbeinu Shalom gave him the strength to continue, and he went back up. And he came down in 15 minutes with a diuk and Rashi. Oh! And now he started hugging him and kissing him. And that was, he was a very tremendous pedagogue, Rabbi Lezer Yudel. And that's how Rav Nosson Tzvi became the greatest pedagogue in the door. And then he set him up, and he put him in a comfortable bed, and an hour later, he came in to see if he was asleep. So he thought he was asleep, but he wasn't. He was peeking out of a closed, half-closed eye. So he saw that Reb Nosson Tzvi goes over. There was a shas above his bed. So Reb Nosson Tzvi goes over to the shas and grabs a hold on both sides of the shas. Toyre v'ichob dir lieb. He was mind-boggling. He was frightened, but he got the message. And he became the greatest lover of Torah in our generation. You know, we lost three great Rosh Yeshivas in a few days now. And we lost at least three Talmidei Yeshivas in the same period. Kodesh Baruch Hu is stated in Gemara in Chazal, Echod min ha-chaburo shemeis yidagu kol ha-chaburo. Rabbeinu Shalom is sending a message to the Torah world. We have to figure out exactly what the message is. The message certainly is that we have to shape up. Those of us who are left have to shape up. They is good. They upstairs is better for them than down here. They were here for our benefit. And apparently we didn't appreciate them enough. We weren't mashiv Torah enough. We weren't mechabed Torah enough. When you're not mechabed Torah enough, HaKadosh Baruch Hu left them here. They were here for our benefit. So they is better upstairs. He takes them upstairs. But we should get the message and shape up. The amount of Torah, we lost three great Rosh Hashivas in a few days. Reb Don, Reb Schwartzman, and now Achron Hichpid, the Rosh Hashiva, Reb Nosson Tzvi. The Rebbein Shalom reist von uns sticker, he wants from us that we should be mechabed Torah more. We should learn Torah more. We should love Torah more. Like the Rosh Hashiva said, Torah, ich hab der lieb. If you love Torah, it's different. And these Rosh Hashivas, they love Torah with every iota of their lives. Their limud Torah was yegiyas hanefesh ad kseihu acharon. We have to shape up. We have to become different. We have to become better. We have to get the message. Yidagu kol ha-chabura. And there are a lot of lessons that we have to learn from the great Rosh Yeshiva of Nosson Tzvi Finkel. Lessons in Torah and lessons in life. I made the trip. I'm a comparatively healthy person. I made the trip from Yerushalayim. I live not far from the Meir Yeshiva. And I was in New York for a week to rest up from the first leg of the trip. And then I made the 6 hours from New York to L.A. It's not easy. You come like a neugequetschte Schmatte. And just imagine, and I'm not, I was more of an athlete in my youth. A fan of the Pittsburgh Pirates has to play tennis too, has to be a bit of an athlete. I don't know, maybe Rav Nosson Tzvi was an athlete too, but once you get Parkinson's, the athletic, everything disappears. Your body becomes ruined. Nosson Tzvi wasn't a goof. He was a neshama without a goof. I often watched him how he got up to speak. He had to twist himself up a little bit, but he would never have managed. His son had to schlep him up. Most people in half of his matzav would have gone to pot, would have, that's the end of it. So I would have gone into Moshe Skenim and watched the television, heard the radio for the rest of their lives. So, he didn't rest for a minute. He was closer to his Talmidim than any other Rosh Hashiva. Just imagine. His Talmidim were crazy over him. They loved him with a passion because he loved them with a passion. He was Meisah Nefesh for himself. He was Meisah Nefesh himself for them. That's the hope learning for them. Kodesh Baruch Hu sends once in a few doiras such a muster. This is a role model. Look! Look was meken bakam, was meken veren. Gibakuk vifol avas teure. A mensch ken hoben. Was a mensch ken ufton mit avas teure. His case is going to go down in medical history as a tremendous anomaly. Is one in a million. A person with advanced Parkinson's, like he was for so many years, can't function. It's almost impossible to function. And he functioned at a higher level than most people without Parkinson's. Because his spirit was like a fire that shot up to heaven. He probably got it from the altar. That's the altar was that way. His Zayde. He wasn't raised that way. But he caught on very fast in Yerushalayim. And he became the prince of the Rosh Yeshivas. We were very close friends. He loved every Ben Torah. He loved every Rosh Yeshiva. He loved every his Talmidim. He loved with a passion, and they returned the love. But every one of us has a tremendous lesson to learn. When we have a little difficulty, we lift our hands and we give up. Next case. Let's try the next case. For him, there was never giving up. He didn't know what it means to give up. He was always struggling. They talk about Reb Baruch Ber's Yegiya. His Yegiya must have been not less than that of Reb Baruch Ber. I mean, without the greatest amount of Yegiya, he couldn't have existed. And not only he existed, but he grew, and the yeshiva grew. It's the greatest yeshiva in the world today, the Mir. And he made it. Before his time, it was a third. Most people thought it was a big yeshiva then, too. 2,000 Talmidim. Big yeshiva, one of the biggest yeshivas before his time. And everybody was sure when he became the Rosh Yeshiva, an invalid, Parkinson's, It'll probably go down in size. He can't possibly raise the funds to. And instead of going down, he tripled it, more than tripled it. Today is by far the biggest yeshiva in the world. Thanks to him, he made it. And he raised the money, and he went with Mesiras Nefesh. They tell a strange story. He came to L.A. When he came to L.A. 2 years ago, they got special permission to pick him up at the airport and take him off the plane. To avoid the walking and the walking to a wheelchair. So the nurse says, "Crazy people, how do you let such a holy man suffer so much? Promise me you won't let him travel again." She didn't understand that. A goya, a shiksa, didn't understand. How do they send such a sick man? She was watching him on the plane. She was his dayelet. He made trip after trip, and he went farther than Los Angeles. He went to Mexico, to South America, to Brazil, for the yeshiva, all for Torah. What willpower can do, he taught us to a degree that we never saw before. We knew that willpower is important, but that you can overcome such a degree of disability. Whoever saw him, he was a shivrikate. He had no goof. He was a neshama without a goof. And he was up, and he spoke, and he was the first speaker always. It's a big, big lesson for every one of us. How you should... He once told somebody, Nebuch, he was in constant pain, in constant agony, we should say, more than pain. And he had a tremendous simchas achayim. He was often told those around him how good it is to be alive. He was so happy to be alive. You know, he survived way past what most people with his degree of Parkinson's survival rate is. He survived by willpower. But he enjoyed living because he was accomplishing for the Rabbi Yisrael every minute. He became the greatest David Hashem in our door. All with willpower. And a neshama without a goof. Now just imagine how that's mechayev us. Those who are healthy and can learn how we should strain ourselves. He became a tremendous goyin and bukkin and shas and amkes and in kol mechmanei haTorah. He was klor. Also willpower. Now how is that mechayev every one of us? If we will try one hundredth of what he tries, Mr. Honshing, and one hundredth of what Eretz Honga strength, he will become great in Torah, great in Avodas Hashem. Echot Nenachaburo Shemeis Yidagu Kolachaburo, but it's not enough to dang it. You have to shape up. And you have to do. And every one of us, there isn't a person in the Bria, in the Jewish community, who didn't learn from him tremendous lessons in Avodas Hashem and in Limud HaTorah. But then was a Yelud Ishter Kenton. We all owe him a tremendous debt. We have to pay him the debt. How can we pay him the debt? By being Mekayim his Rotzen. His Rotzen is that others, every Yid, every Ben Torah, should shape up. More Torah. More Limud HaTorah. More Yegiyas HaTorah. More Chesed. He was the biggest Baal Chesed in the world. His good sky to everybody. To his Talmidim and to his not his Talmidim. His kitchen was open for Fremda too. Whoever wanted to eat could come and eat. He wants us to learn from him. And if we learn from him, the Rabbeinu Shalom runs the show. If we learn from him and we become a little bit better in Asmaras HaTorah, better in Yegiyas HaTorah, in Havanas HaTorah, better in Midas Tevis. He was a prince in Midas. He's going to get part of the credit because he deserves the credit. Because he is what caused us to become better. But we have to get the message. Let us not have stone hearts and stone minds. Let us learn from the tremendous Mesiras Nefesh for Torah that the Rosh Hashiva Reb Nosson Tzvi had. Reb Nosson Tzvi, the name, he carried the name of the altar. They were the princes of Torah, each of them in their time. Reb Nota Hirsch in his time, and his Einikel, Reb Nosson Tzvi in our time in Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. Look what you can become from Chicago to the greatest Rosh Yeshiva in the world, the greatest yeshiva in the world. That's mechayev every one of us. We won't accomplish what he accomplishes, but we can accomplish maybe 10%, maybe 5%. But when mechayev to accomplish at least that 5%, do what you can for Torah. Look what he did, and his savor to us is that we should do the same thing he did to whatever extent we can. HaKadosh Baruch Hu should help that the Mirror Rosh Yeshiva Reb Nosson Tzvi Finkel Zecher Tzadik Livrocha should be L'Meiritz Yosher, first of all for his wonderful Rebbetzin, the daughter of the previous Rosh Yeshiva Reb Beinish. Second of all, for the entire family, the wonderful Mirror family, the Yitzchoshevit children. I know every one of them. Yitzchoshevit children, Bizgor. Their Mesiras Nefesh for him when he was alive was unparalleled for the Mirror Yeshiva. In its many ramifications and branches, he should be a Meiritz Yosher for the entire Olam HaTorah everywhere in the world, including this yeshiva, which he visited not long ago. And so Mekuyim Vern, Ubila Hamoves Lonetzach, Umocho Hashem Elokim Dima Me'al Kolponim. Amen.
Reb Zev left Shlita.
Tell you the truth. I don't know who I am that I should be able to be masbid Mira Shishiva Zatzal, especially after the Kaimenetz Rosh Hashiva Shlita. I'm not a Mira Talmud. Not even a Talmud Chover of the Rosh Hashiva Zatzal. Perhaps my only claim to fame is that one of my sons-in-law is a Finkel. It's part of the Mishpocha. But I think that the perspective, perhaps, that I feel I have to give, Hilul Mechai V'Swaniyim, certain personalities in this world that are mechai of the whole world. Now, they're all different kinds of Rosh Yeshiva. Some excel in their shiurim, bi'ikr. Some excel in the hakamas haTorah and supporting the yeshiva that they're the Rosh Yeshiva of. Some excel in the hadracha and eitzes they give their talmidim, and the kiruv they have their talmidim. Very rarely do you have a Rosh Yeshiva who excels in all three areas and not just excels. It was an onok. In Harbotzes HaTorah himself, the depth and breadth of the shiurim. I live near Brachfeld, where Mir Brachfeld is. He used to come on a regular basis to give shiurim there, aside from Mir in Yerushalayim, aside from Vados. And he was the sole supporter, kemat, of Mir Yeshiva, with a budget that was staggering, and is staggering. You heard from the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva. Matriach himself to go over the world to collect funds. And he was literally the father of every Talmud in Mir Yeshiva, thousands of Talmidim, not just the Heintike Talmidim, Talmidim from before, alumni. It was Madrich, each one felt that he was Rosh Shiva's Ben Yochid. Rosh Shiva of such a stature, who excelled in all the areas, like a giant, is Mechayev all of us. He's also Mechayev anyone who has a handicap, and who thinks because of that he can't be effective. Hilul Mechai V'Soanim. And if we're Mechuyev, then perhaps we have to be Ma'or a little bit ourselves. Of what Nikuda, where did this Koach come from? Where did such an individual, Kamenetz Rosh Hashiva, gave a little bit of an understanding of the roots of Reb Noson Tzvi Zatzal. But when it comes to a Torah mensch, everything has to come from one nekuda, from that nekuda of Torah. I always like to say, the Gemara says, Reb Yosef said, Il mole hayoma harbe Yosef ika b'shuka. Very difficult to understand, kipshuto.
Yosef was Mizgoya, that there's plenty of Yosefs, but I'm special because of Torah. It could be what he meant to say is the following: if it wouldn't be for the Torah, then he, Rabbi Yosef, would be many personalities. There would be the Yosef this part of his life, and a different part of his life, and a third part of his life. Harbi Yosef. There'd be a lot of different aspects of that Yosef. But because of Torah, there's only one Yosef, and all of the aspects, every single part of a person's personality is noveya from that Torah. There's only one Yosef. And all the tremendous aspects of that Yosef are noveya mikoach haTorah. The Torah is a ma'achid. There's not harbi Yosef, there's only one Yosef. What was the koach that could give such an individual such kochos in so many different areas? What's godless? An Odom Godel. What does it mean to be an Odom Godel? How many blood Gemara do you have to know to be an Odom Godel? The Torah says there's different criteria of what godless is. The Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe. Right before that it says, Vayigdal Hanar. And the Ramban explains that the first one was physically. Moshe Rabbeinu grew, matured physically. The second, Vayigdal Moshe, Moshe Rabbeinu grew and matured emotionally. He became a godel, an Odom godel. What was the criteria that determined that godless? Vayetze Alecho Vayar B'Sivlosa. And Rashi says, Nosan Eino V'Libo Lios Meitzer Aleihem. Put his eyes and his heart, his seichel and his regesh, it's not enough just to know what somebody else needs, to empathize with someone else, mitzad aseichel, that's important. But libo, also his heart, you have to feel what somebody else feels, and that's not enough either. Because you can feel emotionally what somebody needs, but if you don't have any seichel, you sometimes can do him more harm than good. So you need both. You need nosan eino v'vil libo lios meitzer aleihem. You have to know intellectually what the needs of another person are and to identify with them. At the same time, libo, to feel them. Because if they remain only intellectual and cold, then you'll do nothing about it. You have to feel it also. Eino v'vil libo. That's godless. No se ba'olim chaveiro. To have that regish, that what you feel, I feel, your needs are my needs, your tsar is my tsar, and your simcha is my simcha, that's godless. Why is that godless? It's a very nice midah. But why is that what the Torah says, Vayigdal Moshe, that's godless? Reb Shimon, Sagdoma to Shara Yosher, says that that which the Torah commands us, Kedoshim Tiyu, Kedosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kedoshim Kedusha, is to do things L'Shem Shamayim. The Rabbono Shel Olam is called Kulo, Mekayim Rotzon Hashem, Kibiyochel. The Yid has to be called Kulo Lekayim Rotzon Hashem without any negiyas, without any personal gain. That's Kedoshim. Yet the Medrash says, Kedoshim Tiyu Yochol Kamoni. Might think that a human being has to be mamish like the Ribbono Shel Olam, with no self-concern, no concern for himself at all. Talmud Lomar, Ki Kodosh Ani Hashem Elokeichem, Kedushosi Lamala Mikedushaschem. Says Reb Shimon, what it means is a human being can't be exactly like the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam Taka has no self-concern, doesn't exist. But a human being has to be concerned about himself. It's a mandate from the Torah to be concerned about yourself in every area. Avedoso v'avedes rabo. Avedoso kodemes. to worry about your Aveda before even your Rebbe's Aveda. Efes lo yeh becho evion. You need tzedakah, somebody else needs tzedakah, you come first. V'chei achicho imach, chayecho kodmin. In every situation, person has to consider himself first. Self-concern. So a human being can't be exactly like the Rabbanu Sholem. Kodosh ani Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu can be selfless. But a human being has to have self-concern too, says Rav Shimon. So it's a big conflict. On the one hand, we have to be concerned about other people. At the same time, you have to be concerned about yourself. How do you resolve that conflict? Says Rav Shimon, it's only a problem if you don't know how to look at yourself properly. But if you know how to look at yourself properly, then it's not a problem. Some people's self starts with their toes and ends with their head. So that's self-concern. And then they have to worry about everybody else out there. That's concern for others. Big conflict. Some people a little bigger than that. And they understand that their spouse is mamish part of them. Ishto gigufo, baal ki ishto. So when they're concerned about their spouse, they're not concerned about someone else. That's self-concern. They're concerned about themselves. Except themselves is two bodies. Some people are bigger than that. And they understand that bra kara davua, children are mamish, an extension of a person. So when they're concerned about their children, they're not concerned about somebody else. That's self-concern. It's part of them. Some people understand that all of their relatives and extended family, they're also part of themselves. And some people understand that their self-concern extends to their city, to their country, to Klal Yisrael, to the entire world. And it's all self-concern. Then there's no conflict anymore. Person's concerned about himself. The shaila is, which part of himself? If you don't think there's a difference between that, Chdushi Arim says, Yaakov Avinu, 12 stones were fighting, Olai Yoniach Tzadik Isrosha. That means that each stone could have been the size of Yaakov Avinu's head to serve as his pillow. 12 stones, each one big enough to serve as the pillow for Yaakov Avinu. So the Rebbeinu Shel Olam makes a neis, and he's ma'achid all the stones. But now you have a stone that's 12 times the size of Yaakov's head. Still be a problem. Now they should be fighting on which part of the stone should Yaakov put his head. Says the Chidushi Arim, once they're all one stone, it's not a problem anymore. It doesn't make a difference if it's this side of the stone or that side of the stone, it's all the same stone. When the conflict is me or you, then there's a problem. But if it's all me, I'm calling everyone, and then the shaila is only which part of me, then there's not a conflict anymore. That's godless. And Adam Cotton is a person who sees himself from his toes to his head. And an Adam Godel, the more that he sees that he's kola within himself, everybody, the greater he is. Rav Shimon says, that's the pshat, in ein ani li mi li. I talk, I have to worry about myself. And if I don't worry about myself, who's going to worry about me? But kishani li atzmi mo ani, when my ani is just little me, from my toes to my head, what kind of ani is that? Person's ani has to be kolel, kola olam kulo. I was thinking maybe there's a hint in the word ani to this idea. The word ani to the right has an aleph, the yochid. And to the left is a yod, the tzibur. How are you machaber the yochid to the tzibur and to make that your ani? With a nun. Chamishim shari tara and chamishim shari bina noson eino velibo lios meitzer aleihem. With tara and bina, with lave and with moach, a person can be mechaber the aleph of the yochid and the yud of the tzibur and make that his ani. That's what a godel is. That's what an Adam godel is. But to be a person like that, you have to be rooted in Torah, because you have to be a person who the ruchnius is more choshev than the gashmius, because in gashmius we're separate. Everybody has their separate body. But our neshamas are one. And as the Kamenetzer Rosh Yeshiva said, Reb Nosson Tzvi was a neshama. The body was a tefillah. I always like to give the example. We sometimes think that we are bodies with neshamas inside. It's not the way it is at all. We are neshamas. That's what we are. We are neshamas. Except most of us don't realize that. We look in the mirror, we see ourselves, and we think that's us. We were neshamas before we came into this world for thousands of years. And we'll be neshamas when we leave this world. An astronaut, as long as he's on terra firma, he's on this earth, he doesn't need any special suit. He can function very nicely the way that he is. He can breathe without an oxygen apparatus. He can exist without a pressurized suit. He can talk without a radio. When he goes into outer space, it's not conducive for a human being. He has to wear a special suit. Gives him air pressure, which doesn't exist there. Gives him oxygen that doesn't exist there. There's no sound waves. He has to speak through a radio. He comes back to Earth. He takes off the suit. As long as we were neshamas in an olam haruchni, in olam haneshamos, we could function very nicely without a body. We could hear without ears and see without eyes and get around without arms and legs. When we came into this physical world, we needed a space suit to wear. We need eyes to see and ears to hear and arms and legs to get around, but it's only a suit. It's a suit of clothing that we wear in this world to be able to function in this world. But we're still in the shum. We leave this world, take off the suit and leave it here. For someone who thinks that the suit is what he is, so then he's very, very limited. It's very hard to be that kind of godel. Then you look at yourself as from your head to your toes. But when you realize that the ikar is the neshama, then you can transcend that goof, and even if Rachman Litzlan, the radio's broken, you still can talk. Maybe people can't hear you as well. You don't cut out somebody's voice box, his larynx, because the radio's broken in space. Reb Nosson Tzvi's space suit was pogu, but his neshama wasn't pogu. And when you understand who you are and what you are, and the ikar is the neshama, and the ikar is the ruchnius, then you transcend that body. And even if you have Parkinson's disease, you can't control the movements of your body to look at him. Shiva described just his getting up to say a shir, until finally at close kochas hanefesh, those who attended him had to pick him up. I remember 2-3 years ago at Simchas Beis HaShoeva in Brachfeld in Mir, the Shiva danced. Then took him, they put him in the middle, and he danced, but it wasn't a body dancing, it was a neshama dancing. So somebody who emphasizes and feels his neshama, feels that ruchnius, so that kind of person can be a godel, that kind of person can be the kind of person who's nosan eino v'libo lios meitzer aleihem, who can feel his ani is not just his own confines of his own body, but his ani is kolel, the entire bria. What gives a person the ability to do that? The more a person is mizdame to the Rabbanu Shel Olam, the more he feels that he's take a neshama, a chelek eloka mimal, and that starts with midos tovos. Avram Avinu was chosen to be the progenitor of Klal Yisrael, of the Am Segula who would receive the Torah, not because he was the biggest Gaon, not because he was the biggest Tzaddik. But the Ribbono Shel Olam says why he was chosen. Ki yedativ. L'man asher yitzav es bono v'es beiso achrav lishmor derech Hashem. Says the Rambam in Hilchos Deis, what's derech Hashem? Midos tofos. Mahu afato. Mahu rachum. Afato tehi rachum. V'halachto bidrochov. Derech Hashem. Because without that derech Hashem, there's no Torah. How can a person have a kesher to Torah, which is kulo ruchni, which is mamish, ki biyochel echevrusa with the Ribbono Shel Olam, if you feel you're a gashmi as dikabriya? But a person who's domel Hashem, Sforno says, last week's sedra, hisalech lefonoi veheyei tomim, you walk before me, Avraham Avinu, and look back, and see my midos, and emulate them. And you'll reach the greatest perfection that a human being can reach. That's the Yesod. Is Damus Lashem. Hadmus is Hamidos. Being like the Ribbono Shel Olam. If you feel that you're like the Ribbono Shel Olam, then you can have that kesher. Then you can have that feeling that you're a chelek eloka mimal, you're not a body. And then the body is not limiting. It doesn't hold you back. It's the only way that a person like Reb Noson Tzvi could transcend the hagbolos, the limitations, the handicap, and be able to be, as the Kamenetz Rosh Yeshiva said, a neshama without a goof. And from that, his damus Lashem comes godless batorah. Because dveikus Bashem is dveikus batorah. There's no other dveikus. Dveikus doesn't come from all kinds of drochim, mishunim, vishonim. You want to have dveikus Bashem, b'nei Torah today, everybody's looking for spirituality. Looking to get a kesher with the Ribbono Shel Olam. The Ribbono Shel Olam told us how to get a kesher with him. Learn my Torah. Hamalamed Torah l'amo Yisrael. You want to learn bechavrusa with the Ribbono Shel Olam? You can't get greater dveikus than that. So learn. Keep mitzvahs. That's spirituality. You don't need all the other drachim, mishunim, vishonim. You want to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Get close to his Torah. So someone who feels that closeness is automatically going to be a Godel Batorah. Automatically going to be a Maimik and a Marichib and a Sholeit. All the Mikzos HaTorah as Reb Noson Tzvi Zatzal was. And that comes from Yegiyah HaTorah. Noson Tzvi's Yegiyah was unbelievable. Unbelievable. Mamish Michael El Choyl Kove Hashem Yachlifu Koach. You could see on him those psukim. For an average person, his schedule was beyond comprehension. For a person with those handicaps, to go from shear to shear and to go collect money, one thing from the other without a rest. It's not from this welt, but it is from this welt, if you know how to look at this welt properly. And then it extends beyond that. Because dveikus batorah and limud haTorah can't be just for yourself. The shnei alofim Torah that Chazal speak about, the end of the Shnei Alofim Tov Vavo, the beginning of the Shnei Alofim Torah started from HaNefesh Asher Asu B'chora. Rashi says that Noach learned Torah. So why didn't it start from Noach? Or the Harishim learned Torah. The Maharsha says, Adam lo amal yulad. Lo amal is no trikun. Says the Maharsha, lo amal is little mold amanas lo lamed. That's lo amal. Heard the name of the Klausenberg Rebbe. The Mishnah in Pirkei Avos, im lamadeta Torah harbe, al tachzik tova la'atzmecha, ki lakach no tzoreta. It means, if you learned a lot of Torah, don't hold the Torah for yourself. Ain't tova la Torah. Ki lakach no tzoreta, you were created to share that Torah with others, not to keep it to yourself. Torah is not the neches of any yochid. Torah is the neches of Klal Yisrael. And everyone who knows whatever he knows is a chiyuv to share it with other people. And therefore the Shnei Alofim Shel Torah didn't start from Noach, and it didn't start until Avraham Avinu shared that Torah. V'nefesh asherosu b'chorah. It wasn't just stam sharing. They asked, it should have said ha'nefoshos asherosu. Avraham Avinu was makar of a lot of people. He made a lot of people maminim b'Hashem. Why ha'nefesh? The answer usually is that when it comes to nefoshes, we're all one. But that's only by Yidden. You're talking about Goyim, b'nei Noach. The Torah doesn't apply that nefesh. I was thinking perhaps the Torah is telling us two things. And they both applied very, very much so to Reb Noson Tzvi Zatzal. People who think that it's only kedai for them to share their Torah if there are masses that they will be able to influence. But for Yechidim, it's not worth it. They won't be successful with the masses or with the Yechidim either. But somebody who every nefesh is choshev, every person that they can make an impression on, every person they can share their Torah with, is important to them. Doesn't make a difference, numbers. If we go by numbers, the Chinese outnumber us by a lot. We don't count by numbers. Every Yiddish in the Shom is an olam mole. Hanefesh asher asu, because Avraham Avinu was concerned with every nefesh. That's why he was successful with masses of nefashos. But he had not considered every nefesh important, he wouldn't have been matzliach with anyone. And secondly, ha-nefesh asherosu b'choron was Avram's nefesh. A person feels, it's not yenim that I'm benefiting by sharing my Torah, by being mashpia, by mekayim v'yohaf l'reacha kamocha, as the Medrash HaGadol says, ad sheyeh kamocha b'deos. Maybe that's what Rabbi Akiva meant when he said, v'yohaf l'reacha kamocha ze klal gadol b'torah. It's not a klal only in gashmiyistik of things you should want for somebody else what you have. But it's a klal gadol b'torah you should want in Torah for other people what you have. And when you're a person who's mizdamel Hashem and you feel that ruchnius, and you're mizdabik b'torah, then menela you're mizdabik also in harbotzes ha-torah. Noson Tzvi, every Talmud was a Ben Yochid. Everyone spent time, Kochas HaNefesh, Seichel, Regesh, Noson Ein of Alibo, Lios Meitzer Aleim, whoever it was. At that moment, that person was the most important person to him in his life, the most important person in the world. And only a person who feels that that's Shleimus Atzmi, helping other people is ha-nefesh asheros, who's my nefesh. Only a person like that can really have an effect on other people also. There's also a tremendous bal-eitza, pikeach. People went away from him not only feeling that he cared, but that he gave them good advice. And that also comes from the same makor, the same Nekuda. Vayera Elov Hashem Beilone Mamre, Rashi says, Mamre Shenosin Lo Eitzal Amila. And the Midrash says, Avraham Avinu went to his three Bali Bris Avraham. And he asked them, he wanted to hear, they were Bali Bris, so he wanted to hear what they thought about this mitzvah. Went to honor, and he asked him, what do you think? He told him, I don't think it's a good idea. You're 99 years old, you're not going to survive the operation, you're going to die. So if you do it, but you should have in mind that you're being moser nefesh for the Rabbono Shel Olam. That's it. He wants you to die. He wants you to commit suicide. Left him, he went to Eshkol. Eshkol said, even if you survive the operation, you're putting yourself in a position where you just conquered four kings who conquered five kings, and you're going to be vulnerable. Their relatives are going to come take revenge on you. Even if you survive the operation, you're going to be killed by the Goali Hadom of all the kings that you killed. He left him. He went to Mamre. Says the Medrash Tanchuma. Says the Medrash, Mamre told him the following. The Rabbanu Shem saved you from Kibshon Aish. He saved you from the Arba Molochim. The Rabbanu Shem has a good track record with you. So I wouldn't worry, if the Rabbanu Shem told you to have bris mil, I wouldn't worry about dying from the operation. I wouldn't worry about dying from the revenge. Do what the Rabbanu Shem told you. Chora, Honor and Eshkol should have been punished for giving him bad advice. Not Mamre rewarded because he gave him good advice. And besides that, if Avram already was asking advice, two out of three told him not to do it. So why did he ignore them and only listen to Mamre? It wasn't like us. We go shopping around for advice. You know what you want. You just want to ask the right person who's going to also think that that's the good advice. So you ask till you find somebody who says what you want to hear, and then you say, ah, balitza. In order to give advice, Morris says, be very careful of somebody knows Saint Eitzel Lefi Droch Darko. Normally understand that somebody gives you bad advice, but it's good for him. But that's called Eitzel Roa. Hanosein Eitzel Lefi Darko means the following. If you come to me for advice and I say, what would I do in a similar situation? My advice is worthless. Because I have different circumstances than you. I have my own negiyas, so what am I benefiting you? I'm giving you advice with my negiyas and within my circumstances, batel mevutel, to your tzrochim. What I have to say is, if I would be you, with all of your circumstances, without your negiyas, what would I do? That's Eitz. Eitz is somebody who can put himself in somebody else's shoes, not put somebody else in his shoes. Honor and Eshkol didn't give bad advice. They didn't give any advice. They said, if the Rabbanu Shem gave us this mitzvah, how would we react? Of course. Either it would be suicide or it would be making themselves vulnerable. 100% they were right. For them, only Mamre said, we're not talking about Mamre. We're talking about Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the Rabbanu Shem saved you from Kibshon Aish. And he saved you from the Arba Molochim. If I was in your shoes, with your circumstances, there's no Shiloh over here. Eino Chanami, from Mamre is a big Shiloh. But for Mamre, who puts himself in Avraham Avinu's, you know, the Gemara says that one of the Chatoyim of Nodav and Aviyu, aside from all the other Chatoyim of what they did with the Ktoris and the Ezor and Prue Rosh and Shtuya Yayin, amongst the Aveirs, the Chazal say, were Lo Shoalu, Lo Notlu Eitzami Moshe Rabbeinu, Lo Notlu Eitzami Aaron. But then the Gemara says, Lo notlu eitzah zem mizeh. They didn't ask an eitzah one from the other. I understand if they would have asked Moshe Rabbeinu, would have told them straight. They asked Aaron HaKohen, said the same thing. But what would it help to ask one the other? Each one individually came to the decision that what they're doing is a mitzvah. So what would it help to ask Nadav Ask Aviyu. I have this great idea. What do you think? He said, I had the same idea. What's going to help? Nodav and Aviyu were Anoshim Gedolim. Had Nodav said to Aviyu, I have this idea. What do you think? Aviyu would have put himself in Nodav's place without his Negias. And he would have said, it's Treifi Chazer. It's only because he looked at it from his own Negias that he thought it was a mitzvah. And the same thing would have been had Aviyu asked Nodav. If you're able to put yourself in somebody else's shoes, you can be a Baleitza. And if you can't, then the Eitzas are worthless. It all comes from the same Mekor. Only a person who's a Godel, whose Ani is Kolel everyone. So he's the kind of person who's Dovek Bashem and Dovek Batorah. And he's the kind of person who can be a no-saint. And he's the kind of person who can be a little Moda Manas Lamed. And he's the person who can be a Pikeach and a Baleitza. Ktoris was Maasher. Chadoshim le Ktoris. Didn't let somebody bring Ktoris twice. Everybody wanted. Make you rich. Why? Because somebody who can take a Dover Gashmi, 11 Samemonim Gashmiim, and turn them into something Ruchni, that's Mahana the Neshama, Kol HaNeshama Tal Kol, that's what we know, you make a Brocha and Besomim. Somebody who can take Gashmiis and turn it into Ruchnius, and do it in a way that leaves a nice, beautiful smell in people's nostrils. That kind of person deserves to be rich. That's the kind of person who deserves Gashmias. Somebody who has the ability to look at this Olam HaGashmi and turn it into Ruchnias. To be that Adam Godel who transcends his body and his Neshama is the Iker. That's the kind of person who can be successful also in raising funds. That's the kind of Rosh Yeshiva can be successful. Because he has a Bracha. He's the Ktoris Alein. And therefore he has the Hatzlocha of being able to turn that Gashmias into Ruchnias. The Rabban Hashem gives him the Gashmias to do more. And it could be that that caps is capsulated in Yeshiva's Mir. Mir. Mir is everything, is Mir. My Ani is Kolel everything. Torah is Mir. And every other person in the world is Mir. That's the person who, Kshani li atzmi mo ani, when my Mir is just little me, but if Mir is Kolel everything, that's the Mesorah, could be of Mir Yeshiva and Rav Noson Tzvi himself. Think of the name. Noson is a person who can give. A giver and not a taker. A person who can be kolel everybody in his ani. A person like that can be rotz katzvi. Can have that tremendous rotzen. To be that person who's a osa ritzon avicha shebashamayim bekalus. To transcend all the limitations that a normal body gives, kol shekein, a handicapped body, and be able to accomplish what Rav Noson Tzvi accomplished. I just want to be Messiah. This morning, said Bahab, and I thought that maybe I don't have to say any hesped, I'm just going to read over the Slicha, and I think that says more than anybody could say about the matzav of Klal Yisrael. We've lost so many Anoshim Gedolim, real Gedolim. Gedolim by the criteria that we mentioned. Anshe Amono Avodu, Boyin Bekoach Maseim, Giborim Lamod Baperetz, Dochim Esagzeros, Hoyu Lonu Lechomu Lemachse Biyom Zam, Zoachim af belach Hashem, chema otsrim b'shavam, terem krouch anisam, yodim la'ater l'ratzecho, v'ofri chamto l'manam, lo hashivos.